All right, guys, welcome to the Media Hijack Podcast. I'm your host, BD Walters, and joining me is special guest, Jared Footlong. Let's go.
You can call me North Zombie. That's N-A-W-F Zombie.
Oh, is it? Okay. N-A-W-F Zombie?
North.
North
Zombie.
Oh, okay.
Represents North Side.
All right. All right. Yeah. Jared Footlong. Bob Vila in the chat. Bob Vila is my sister, by the way. She's our moderator for the night. All right, so before we get started, if you guys want to get some official Media Hijack t-shirts, you can head over to themediahijack.com, grab you some official t-shirts. Also, if you guys want to catch the replay for this live Twitch video, and then you guys can come check out our special guests, you guys can head over to our YouTube page. And don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe for all the audio listeners on Spotify and Apple. Give us that 5-star and leave us a comment, please. All right, so I guess the main topic or the first topic of the night, we're going to be talking about the occult rituals, and we're going to talk about Ryan Garcia, which is a very popular boxer, and what he went through with these elites, what you call them? Illuminati. Excuse me.
That's a good way to go about it.
Yeah, or like the secret organization where he said that they kidnapped him and they took him to the woods and, you know, they did their thing. They did their thing to a boxer.
They juiced him.
Held him down. It's like, we don't care if you're a boxer, right? They're like, your muscles mean nothing. What are you going to do, punch us when you're tied up? Nah. All it takes is 3 grown men to hold down any boxer. Take the legs, take the arms, 1 big dude at the top, and just start tying them up.
Yeah, you're painting a pretty good picture right now.
Yeah, so Ryan Garcia, he has like a huge following on Instagram. I don't know how, but this kid has like, what, 9, 10 million followers. And he's like, right now for the younger generation, he's one of the most popular boxers to me that skills doesn't back up his fame. Cause like I'm a big boxing fan. Every time I watch him fight, it doesn't seem like he's on like the same caliber level of the guys that he calls out, you know, to fight and stuff. Because and then for some reason he's getting these big fights, he's getting paid the most money, and I don't know how he got famous like that.
It's almost like he's an industry plant.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he was. Excuse me. Maybe he was like one of those kids that they groom from the beginning, because Ryan did said he did say that when he was 2 years old, he said he got raped, and he was like, "I got evidence of this." I was like, "How?"
I don't know how they get away with that shit. I ain't
told you. My dad. His cough is random.
If you watch the before he was famous, which I did like 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
His dad seemed like he was pretty hands-on in his life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think he had, like, 2 brothers and a sister, or maybe 1 brother and a sister or whatever. But, like, his dad was, like, in everything that he did just about. And it don't seem like that shit's likable. I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like he's
likable? Like, what?
Plausible. I think that's the
best. Okay.
Because I feel like it just doesn't make sense. Because, like, I mean, okay, when he was saying this stuff, he already sounded like he was a little lit. You know what I'm saying? And
like, they, on intoxicated or something?
Yeah, drugs. I'm just going to say he was definitely drinking. I can't tell if he was smoking or not. But just listening to the story, it's like, bro, you were 2 years old. So that means one of your parents had to been looking for you at the time where you were supposedly being raped. And if your dad's, like, so hands-on as he claims to be in, like, his before you were famous and all that stuff, like, how you try to take him to all the practices even though they were broke and all this crap.
Right.
It's like, bro, where were you at if this was happening? You didn't send your son
the
2
dad?
Years old. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. But, like from his story, right, like, I followed his boxing career. And he the weird thing is, like, he never talks about these weird stuff about, you know, Illuminati or people at Bohemian Grove. Like, he never talks about any conspiracy at all. All his trash talk is all about boxing. So, like, last week, like, what happened was, like, somebody, I guess they hacked his account, right? And they posted like the weirdest videos ever, right? Mm-hmm. It almost looked like a kidnapping video.
Slick.
Yeah, and then it had like some weird writing, like it's like someone who can type a text, but then there's like subtle like words in there, like 666 and behemoth. They added words like that, and they said RIP to Ryan Garcia. To like, so his audience was like, did somebody just kill Ryan Garcia?
Yeah.
You know, because he went missing for a few days. And everybody's like, hey, go check up on him. He's on drugs. Like, he's out of his mind. He's posting, like, 666 everywhere. Like, on Twitter, on Instagram. And they're like, what the fuck happened to Ryan?
Did you see the video that he put up for that? Like, the response?
Yeah.
He's like, he was talking about, I don't have access to my phone.
Oh, yeah, that's when he came out.
It froze all my accounts and stuff. Which, that's kind of like... That's kind of extra, because it's like, bro, if it's your money, how are they freezing your accounts? Just because you said some stuff online or because you got hacked. You know what I'm saying? I think he got hacked for that kind of stuff. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, but let's say like that secret organization, they can control all his assets and stuff like that. Like they can, let's say they have somebody like on the inside where they're like, all right, like freeze all his accounts. We're going to kidnap him because now we have him by the balls because because what he said when they took him to the woods, right? Mm. He said they tied him down and they forced him to watch kids get raped. So I'm guessing they forced him to watch like videos of a whole bunch of kids getting raped.
As an adult?
Yeah, like when he got kidnapped this past weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so and then when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck? This is like the most random shit I ever heard this kid talk about.
Yeah, like wasn't it Epstein?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, that, you know, it caught my attention. I was like, something happened to this kid.
Yeah.
And then he said, the whole thing is real. Bohemian Grove, like the whole area in the woods where they do rituals. He's like, it's all real. And I believe this kid. Because we did a whole episode on Bohemian Grove and stuff, how they did rituals, how they used like effigies of children and stuff as a sacrifice. And then out of nowhere, a boxer talks about this, that he never talks like this before. Out of nowhere, he just switched the whole script, and he went full conspiracy mode.
I mean, it's definitely some truth to it, because, I mean, they've, even before his time, like, that's when Bohemian Grove was, like, really, I guess, going hard. But, I feel like parts of his story is fake, because it's like, my thing is like, bro, you were 2 years old. How do you remember that?
I think somebody told him.
So somebody came back and was like, yeah, we raped you back in like the day.
No, here's what he actually said. He said he got raped by a family member.
Oh.
So I think it was spoken inside the family. So I don't think he got raped by like a secret elite member.
Well, see, I'm thinking he was like going to be the sacrifice for the night. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, his parents has to know, like, they have to have some kind of idea, like, oh, shit, he's missing. Like, where is he at?
I mean, I think, like, when a child goes through some traumatic event like that, it carries on some type of dark energy with them throughout their life. This is what I believe.
Fair enough.
I think, like, he was one of the kids who were like, all right, let's choose him because he's already been tainted, you know? Like, his soul has been tainted already. Mm. So they're like, okay, let's choose him to be our guy to influence, like, the masses, but we're going to use him because for some reason... The kids love him, and he's not even that good of a boxer, but the kids love him.
I mean, he put the work on that one dude. I don't know his name. I think it's like Doyle or something. I might got it wrong, but I watched the highlights.
He got a strong punches, but it's reckless, man. His footwork is trash. You seen his last fight where he tried to do the shoulder roll?
I don't really watch boxing that much.
Oh. Well, it's embarrassing. That's all I gotta say. But he won the fight, but I was like, what is he doing? It looks like a video game right now.
He was trying to, like, flex.
He's trying to use a new move, but during a real fight. I was like, you didn't master it yet.
Yeah, you gotta practice that.
You can't practice that in a real fight, man.
I heard glitching in these streets.
I was like, ew, that shit look ugly. But, Ryan also said, damn, man, I meant to pull up this clip. Let's see if I could play it on the mic you guys can hear. Yeah, so I'm going to just pull it up because I forgot. I took a nap a little too long today. But I got the...
All right, talk to us.
Here we go.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Damn, okay.
Where?
This is Andrew Tate, by the way.
Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking tied. I'm not fucking joking, bro. I have fucking proof, bro. I don't give a fuck. Bro, I fucking will show you every fucking video you could ever fucking believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They fucking tied me down, and they made me fucking watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a fuck anymore. Yes, I fucking lost it. They're raping little kids.
He doesn't
want to
take us all, so let's go.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on,
Ryan. He doesn't
want to
take us
all. No, come on, fuck this guy, dude.
No, fuck
this dude, dude. Come on, come on.
Who?
Bro, you know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
Yeah, so that's him talking to Andrew Tate. Like, Andrew Tate, he opened up, like, a live Twitter room for Ryan, you know, to talk about, like, what he went through. Because, I mean, everybody was curious about that shit. Cause they're like, hey, like, this, does he need help? Like, you know, send him to get help if he's on drugs. And
yeah,
cause that's what it seemed like until he, I mean, when he said all that shit, I was like, hey, like, this is taking like a whole nother turn. Bob's in the chat says, she's like, wait a minute, I remember this story, but a year ago, but years ago.
I mean, yeah, it's possible to have like flashbacks. I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if that stuff was like really recent, like they really kidnapped him and, you know, took him and forced him to do all that stuff, I retract my statement from earlier when I said I don't believe about the 2 years old thing, because I really thought that was like some Bohemian Grove, like.
Oh no! Yeah. No, he just got raped like locally. But yeah, he said it like in the clip I just played. He said that he got a lot of footage, like his own footage of it, and then they asked him later, like, "Hey, could you post it?" It's like he couldn't post it because they made a threat to his family. So it's like, I can't just post it because now like, his life is not on the line. Like, his family life could be on the line, you know?
Yeah.
And for people, like, that powerful, like, in a group like that, he knows, like, they're powerful because they can do shit. That's why, like, he's like, fuck it, you know? He believed in himself. He believed, like his true soul power or whatever. That's why he's like, they can't mess with me. I'm a god. And I kind of, like, if you, like, I took a mushroom trip one time, and I felt the same way. I was like, hey, if you're a god, like, they can't mess with you like that. If you know, like, you're a god and stuff, they, what can they do?
Yeah, I mean, that's and, why Kanye came back.
Yeah, Kanye. Kanye. But there's, like, other videos where they're saying Ryan Garcia, they did kill him, and that's, like, a clone Garcia. Which, I don't know, it could all be true. But who knows? That's so far-fetched. But he also said, like the stuff they were doing to these kids, like, this is going to sound nasty, but he said he said that they would spread these kids' buttholes, right?
Oh.
And then they would pour, like, blood, like, on their ass, and then they would drink the blood that glides through their buttholes. Like, what's that? Like a chocolate fountain. And I was like, damn, Ryan, like, you really had to say that.
That's a little grotesque, bro.
Yeah, it's that shit. When I heard that, I was like, I don't think he's making that shit up. Like, that's just too fucking nasty.
Yeah, it's way too detailed to just, like, pull that, you know, innuendo out of your ass. But
meanwhile, he has, like, his biggest fight in April next month. Yeah. And he's talking about these nasty-ass kids spreading their butt cheeks by adults. Adults. Bob says, Jesus, I did not really need to know that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, but when I heard that, yeah, I was... Shit, I almost took my little earplugs out, threw them on the ground. I was like, this is disgusting.
Yeah, that's just crazy, man.
Stu Jerseys, what's good? He said, wait, that ain't Chris. No, this is Jared Footlong.
Hey, it's the other black guy.
Chris is on vacation right now. He's in Vegas taking his fiance out for a nice time in Vegas. But Chris will be back next week. Stu Jersey. What else do we know about this Ryan Garcia ritual?
You found out more than I did. I did a little quick research. Like, I probably looked at maybe two or three videos talking about it. Somebody tried to, like, make him, like, be like, all right, bro, quit playing. And he's like, nah, bro, fuck that. This is real life. So, I mean, I believe him as far as I can, but, I'm surprised this shit doesn't, like, blow up more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think it blew up, but not in the way in his favor.
Yeah.
Because it's all talking about, like, hey, why is nobody, like, backing me up? It's because, like, a lot of people in big organizations, they're afraid to even dabble in, like, what he's talking about. Because people that talk about that stuff, like, what happens to them? They off them. They get suicide with, they shoot themselves in the back of the head, like, 10 times. Like it's scary. Even Andrew Tate was like, he's like, you know, you're going down a dangerous road right now.
Yeah, he was. I mean, that's because he just recently got his ass kicked. Like, what?
Yeah, he learned.
Half a year ago?
Yeah, he learned that shit. You can't just say whatever. Like,
yeah.
They could just kick your door down and be like, hey.
But see, okay, if I was, I don't know how, like, rich Ryan Garcia is, but, like, if I felt like I was going to take this fight and, like, really go through it, I would take the proper necessary precautions. Like, I would hire a security team, people I've knew the rest of, like, my whole life. I would probably build an installation. Like, I know they froze his accounts, but, like, knowing that they can freeze my accounts, I would be pulling out as much money as I could every day and then, like, using that money to, like, fund, like, a almost like an underground fortress or, like, some kind of installation where it's, like, you're not just going to walk in and fuck with me. You would have to send a missile and then find a way to explain why a missile hit in the middle of Los Angeles or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. And maybe, you know, I'm probably just saying this because I know the information now. But, like, even, I don't know. I'm too independent, bro. Like, I would have to find a way to, like, not be fucked with, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think, like, even, like, with people with a lot of money and they came across, like, an organization like that.
Yeah.
And when they realize they're powerless, like, they all end up bending the knee. Like, if you think, like, no amount of money can still protect you because of how much, like, they have over their head, you know?
I mean, there's been a lot of examples as to why they can win, but there's also a few examples as to the opposition winning against the higher powers, I guess.
Right. I think the only way they can beat this is everybody have to stop hiding.
Yeah.
The people that know. And like, they all have to come out at the same time. That's the only way.
I agree.
And then I think Ryan, he might be the catalyst for that. Maybe. But he is scaring off other people. Like, hey, like, he's telling the truth, but I'm still too scared to come out of what information that they know. But we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope he stays alive, man, because from all the shit that he's talking about, I don't know, man.
I mean, he's definitely a fighter, so they ain't going to just run up on him.
Right, but still. Me and you could probably take him down.
Yeah,
well, it probably hit us a couple times, but
bro, I
no, just, we could do it with our hands.
People with like boxing type hands. I'm shooting. I'm sorry. You're
all right.
I already know what you're
doing. Throwing rocks.
I mean, I could throw a rock, but not as hard as I can shoot a bullet.
He can't kill us with a couple punches. I know that.
How many punches have you taken to your jaw?
Maybe just one.
Okay, so with one or two good punches from a professional boxer,
I might be gone, right?
Yeah, not gone, but you're definitely asleep.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're right.
I would probably go to sleep. I'm not going to hold you.
That's yeah, you might want to shoot him from far away.
Yeah, well, not even far away. Good.
Just
walk up in there, pop out, and then walk back out.
Just rolled out of bed, said he was able to be kidnapped, seems weak. But if, like, I mean, think about this, right? Let's say you're already drinking, you're having fun at a club or whatever situation. He's at a house party, and then next thing you know, you're just enjoying. You're sitting on the couch, and then some big ass dude just grabs shit out of you from the back, right?
Mm.
What could you really do? And then another dude just grabbed your damn legs, like, what? You can't punch?
I mean, this is gonna
they're professional
sound,
kidnappers.
It's gonna sound pretty nasty, but I'm peeing on somebody.
I don't think they care.
Well,
they're like, a mission, take you to the woods.
There's going to be like at least a 2.7 millisecond pause where he's like, bro, is this dude really pitting on me?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, shit, anybody can get kidnapped. You could be Mike Tyson. You could be, who's a big guy? Brock Lesnar.
Nobody's going to just kidnap Mike Tyson. They have to hit a tranquilizer on this dude, bro.
Yeah, there's no reason to kidnap Mike Tyson.
Right now.
Because he might be a part of it.
Who knows, man? He probably was at Epstein Island. I think they tried to put him on the list.
Like, why would you kidnap me when I'm on your side?
Right.
He's like, I didn't say no fucking crazy shit like Ryan did. Yeah. That ain't... I'm not co-signing none of that. Kidnap me. Like, he's probably like one of the dudes in the woods.
Yeah,
I mean, you just like never know. Like, what's that dude? The guy running for president, JFK.
Oh, the new one.
The new one with the fucked up voice.
Yeah, I don't know too much about him.
Well, he was on like the flagrant podcast, and he was saying how back in the early 90s, 80s, Epstein used to visit him.
Oh, what?
Cosby visit him. Like, all the people that they didn't know was like the bad guys yet.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, they all visit like my house. Like, we all hung out together. I was like, but you know, like in hindsight, he didn't know that these dudes were like the guys that. That's what he said. He didn't know like these were those type of dudes, because you know, his name came up on the Epstein list.
Yeah.
But he admitted himself that he went to the island. But he said his story was that he went to the island with his family, like for a trip or some shit. He didn't go there by himself to do whatever the other celebrities and politicians were doing.
Didn't they have, like, torture rooms and all kind of stuff over there?
I don't know. Maybe underground. It was an island. Fun island.
I'm sorry. I'm going BS on that.
Yeah, he might have been one of the dealers.
Bro was either shopping or supplying.
Yeah, because he's still alive, too. And, you know, the whole reputation with JFK is they don't live long.
Yeah.
They're like, you want to make noise?
He probably joined.
Check the track record.
Probably joined the other side so he can, like, keep the name out there.
Yeah. What's funny, like, with this whole thing with him, he's doing a whole bunch of podcasts, interviews, like, just showing his own personality. Like, he's taking a new approach to, like, running for president. He's going to, like, a lot of comedian podcasts. He went on Tiger Belly podcast, on Andrew Schultz. I don't know if he did Joe Rogan yet, but he did a lot of comedian podcasts, which I was surprised.
It might not be safe to do Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan, if he don't believe you, he's going to start questioning your shit.
He's real as shit.
Yeah. But, I don't know, that's the sketch to me, bro. Like, you hung out with all the usual suspects, and you're talking about, oh, I'm not one of those guys.
So I didn't know Bill Cosby was going to do what he did, or Bill Cosby at that time was prime Cosby.
Yeah.
He already had, like, his whole technique down on how he was drugging females.
Pudding pops and all, bro.
He was like, check this out. Put them in the pudding pops, right? Innocent, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's wild. I ain't gonna lie. I slick want to, like, see how Bill Cosby was back in the day. Like, I would like to go back in time and be like, yo, what's up, Bill?
Just, like, be his right-hand man to see what he do.
Not right hand man, but like just hang out one night and not drink anything he gives me.
Imagine that, right? Like, you're his bodyguard, but he end up drugging you.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I'm just curious.
Or, I mean, he might want to frame me.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He might use your.
He's like, oh, no, it was him in the room with her. That
That's night. His jizz. How'd you get that shit? He was passed out.
Yeah, that's one way to go. It's gonna be hard to prove, but you know, it's gonna be some hard work to get.
Yeah. Stu Jersey says, y'all see what's going on in Haiti? Nah, what's going on? Do you know what's going on in Haiti? Mm-mm. Damn, I guess we're out of the loop.
I don't got no connections over there.
What's going on, dude? What other information we got about this Ryan Garcia? Oh yeah, like, okay, like, to close out this Ryan Garcia thing, like, now he's saying, like, in his recent Twitter post, he was saying he's not going to talk about anything besides, like, his fight, boxing, or, you know, what's going on?
So, apparently, gangs are attacking Haiti's National Palace in Port-au-Prince.
That's happening right now?
Yeah, this is a...
Gangs attack Haiti's National Palace in Port...
But actually, you know what?
Prince, all Prince.
I think I did see something about that. Like, the gangs are basically, like...
Nah, so, they're taking over?
Yeah. Kind of like how the cartels trying to do Mexico.
Yeah, I saw, like, a video clip of the cartels. They went to, the Telemundo network channel.
Yeah, they...
Held them, like, all gunpoint while they're still recording, like, a live session.
Yeah, bro. That shit's crazy.
I was like, they don't give a fuck.
But, I mean, who's gonna check them?
Not me.
That definitely ain't me.
Not no damn TV station. Ain't nobody checking them.
Right.
I mean, cops ain't checking them.
It's getting to a point where the illusion is starting to, like, fade away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think we're safe, but... A lot of these different precautions we go through. Like, TSA, it's all just a circus. Like,
oh, they say get more closer to the mic.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
I got the producer texting me like, hey, tell your friend to get close to the mic. We can't hear him. All right, thank you, thank you. But yeah, like the, so like what, like so the gangs are now attacking Haiti?
They're like, they're basically like pulling up and, oh, let me pull up the article so I don't just talk.
Yeah, get us.
The attack was coordinated with multiple groups involved, the source said. U.S. Department urges American citizens to leave Haiti. The U.S. State Department is asking American citizens to leave Haiti following a spat of ongoing gang violence.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I think a spat's like a little, like a scuffle. I think it's the same thing. Gangs launched a large-scale assault against multiple government buildings in or near downtown Port-au-Prince early Friday evening, according to a law enforcement source who took part in the fighting. Source said the attack was coordinated and swift, the different groups simultaneously targeting multiple government buildings, including the Presidential Palace, the Interior Ministry, and police headquarters.
Damn. Stu says 3,000 prisoners got released or they escaped. Can you imagine 3,000 prisoners, like, just out there, like, I'm free?
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. Like, that happened here, they would probably have to call in the Army Reserves or something.
Why?
Because they would have to track all of them down. Like, I'm not going to say all of them are, like, super offensive criminals or whatever, but there's definitely, like, serial killers, rapists.
Imagine like you escape and then your first shit you do, you rape somebody.
Right, like you. I mean, because think about it, you've been in jail for however long.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not on their side, but I'm just, you know, I'm thinking in their mind frame. It's like you probably want to go out there and get some pudding pops.
Damn. I'm pretty sure they're getting like prison ass though.
I mean, all right, I ain't got nothing to say about that. I ain't gonna lie.
They're like, you better not make a sound. Pretend you're a female right now. Bob says she heard about the prisoners. Interesting. Alright, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, I'm gonna talk about three children from Zimbabwe that are tormented by a poltergeist. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Alright, be right back. Alright, and we're back. Alright, next topic for the night. Like a pro. Let's go. Look at that. All right. So we're going to be talking about the three children in a Zimbabwe that are tormented by a sadistic poltergeist. All right. So a family in Zimbabwe, they experience attacks from a violent, invisible entity targeting their children. Like, incidents include shaving off the children's hair, stabbings, and then other paranormal occurrences. Like, when I was reading the article, they said that these kids were being stabbed in the legs. And I was like, damn. I was like, and what I first thought was, like, the parents are stabbing the kids and shaving their head.
Yeah.
Because what kind of poltergeist will go out of their way to shave kids' heads and then stab their feet and their legs?
I mean, yeah, it don't really make too much sense.
It's odd.
Are they like being possessed and somebody stabbing them, or like?
No, they're not. They're having these experiences like while they're like in bed or just, you know, in the living room, and then it's happening to them. Yeah.
Because like, I've seen videos where like, I mean, if it was fake, it was pretty well fake. But like I've seen, like you probably seen it went viral on the I think TikTok.
What?
This one family, they're like celebrating a birthday, and then like drawers and stuff start opening up.
I saw
like,
that.
Just ignore it, and then like everything started flying around. Like, all right, come on, let's go.
They were trying to sing the birthday song.
Yeah.
And then the mom was like, "We should have did this at Jimmy's house." I was like, "Damn."
Yeah.
Because they knew about the whole, you know, ghost stuff that's happening in their house. They're like, "Damn, we should have did the birthday party at Jimmy's house."
Yeah, they seem pretty used to it.
That was legit.
But like, I've never heard of that, but. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be true.
Right. Bob says, so they don't wake up hearing the buzzing noise? I don't know. Like, I guess they operate in stealth, right? Mm-hmm. They're like watching TV, then they're like, oh, shit, where'd my hair go?
Bro, what if it's Freddy Krueger?
I don't know. You know, that's like a government project. I heard about that.
For real?
Like, they did create like a guy that goes in your dreams.
Oh, you'd be mad at me.
To torment people. It was like a government project where they... This is just something I heard on the internet. I was like, that sounds... It might be real.
Wow. That's it's believable. They find like a million ways to fuck with us. So,
because it's fun to mess with people.
Yeah, to a certain extent, yeah.
Signed off by the government. Like, hey, can we get a project where we could fuck with people in their dreams?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, they were putting people on drugs to see what would happen.
Right. Like, how much money you need? $10 million? Oh, that's a bit steep, but okay, here you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's just taxpayer money.
Fucked up a whole generation. All right, so despite seeking help from prophets and spiritual healers, the situation got worse. So the family, right, like so much stuff that was happening to the kids, they're like, hey, we can't deal with this shit no more. So they send the family to South Africa, you know, to have a better life. And then when they went to South Africa, guess what? The entity followed them and shit still happens to them.
I can't remember what movie it was, but they said something like entities can get like focused on like certain items. So like,
and they'd be attached to it, right?
Yeah. So like, I mean, that's possible, but I think one of them kids is just fucking with each other at night.
Imagine like, that, right?
Yeah, it's like you drank my juice earlier. Fuck you.
They're just pranking each other the whole time.
Yeah.
Just to get away from the parents. Right?
Maybe. Maybe.
Because they did get sent to South Africa and they were still dealing with the same thing. So like the people in the new town, right? They're like, okay, like these kids, like they have to be like witchcraft or something. Like they're dealing with witchcraft. They play with black magic. So they never really trusted like this family like that. So it got to the point where like that family house like caught on fire. And the townspeople, they would just sit and watch because they're like, we're not helping. Like we know your background. Like we know like you guys have all these weird ghost things happening. So they all sat there and watched that shit. But the kids, they didn't die. Like, they did survive. And then, like till this day, like, the girl, like, one of the girls, right? Like, they all went to school, but then she stopped going to school because she said one of the entities would always try to rip all her clothes off. She's like, I think she's, like, 13 or something. And she's like, how can I go to school when my clothes would be torn off? It'd be torn up. And then you can't go to school like that with... or ripped up uniform. So she ended up dropping out of school, and those two other kids, I don't think they're in school either.
I mean that's a difficult trial and tribulation to go through,
right? So this whole case, it caught wind like in the media. So a journalist, they came over to the house where the kids were at, right? And while they were filming and recording like the whole session, talking to the kids, interviewing the kids, a random brick gets thrown in the house. They said mysteriously a brick came through the window. They don't know where it came from. And they're like, okay, how did that happen? But then I'm thinking, maybe it's one of their neighbors.
Yeah, I was about to say, you ain't seen nobody running off down the street.
I was like, it could be one of the neighbors, like, pissed off and like, why the hell are they getting all this attention? You know, these are just normal kids that's playing a prank. And fuck that, I'm going to throw a brick through the window.
I mean, they're probably trying to keep the story going.
Maybe.
It's like, oh, okay, they think they're being tormented. All right, let me torment these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But that's crazy, though. I mean, I've never went through nothing like that, so I don't have, like, no input. But...
You ever seen a ghost before?
Yeah, I've seen ghosts.
Okay, let me hear this story. Because Bob actually saw a ghost, like, a few days ago.
Okay, so I'm, like, in middle school. I think it's probably, like, 7th or 8th grade. And there's this one house, it has a, it's like along the way to school on the school bus. It's one house that has like a huge, like, okay, let's say it's probably like half a mile worth of driveway. It's like one of those old school manor houses or whatever. And there's like, you know, hella trees in the front. And I clearly seen an old lady standing at her doorway. And then it's like a tree came and like kind of blocked my vision. And she popped up right there, like, at her mailbox at the end of the driveway. I swear to God.
Like, it happened, like, really quick.
Like, instant. Like, as soon as the trees stopped blocking my vision, she's right there.
Damn.
And it's like, I see her. We're probably, like, 10 feet away when she was, like, half a mile away.
Yeah, that's, that's a crazy story, because I heard a similar story like that, where this guy was talking about he was looking at an old man walking with crutches, right? Mm. Like super far away. And then next thing you know, like they said, like in a split second, he was like near them. And then the dude was like, you saw that, right? Like that guy was way down the street. There's no way he can close that gap that fast.
Yeah, I mean, I believe there's ghosts out here. I think there's lost spirits. I think some of them fuck with people just because it's like, oh, well, shit, I ain't got nothing else to do. But it's probably, I don't know, like it's definitely true.
Yeah, they move different.
Yeah, I mean, they probably just like teleport off thought, like a whim.
Yeah, because I don't think like space or time, like, even in their world, it doesn't even exist.
Yeah, they're probably on like different dimensions at all times.
Yeah, like they'd be like, all right, I'm in France right now. Boop.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if they got something that's tying them to France, like, I don't know, like a child moved there or something. But
yeah, that's like their gateway pass.
Yeah. I've seen another.
You think ghosts need permission to travel?
No, I think there has to be a certain condition set.
So there's still rules.
Yeah, like I said, like maybe your daughter, you know, you died 20 years ago, but your daughter, she grew up, had a family, and she moved to like Texas or something, and you lived in Georgia. Because that's your daughter, you're like, oh, I can just go over there. It's my daughter's house. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I don't think these fools can be like, let me go see what Japan's talking about. And they lived in Georgia their whole life.
There's just a random ass American ghost tormenting Japanese people.
Because if that was the case, like, we would have way more, like, fucked up stories.
Right.
Because you have to think about all the racist people that died, all the people who, like, say they were in a war, you know, like, World War I, World War II, like, if I was in a war and, like, half my friends died to, like, the Nazis, I'm going to go fuck with some Nazis when I die.
Yeah, there has to be some type of, like, physical connection when you were alive to, like, whatever it is, to hold, I guess, your soul, like,
yeah,
that tight to it.
I'm trying to think. It's kind of like having, like, a, it's almost like having a belief in, as long as they believe in you, or, like, they believe that you existed or you're there, then you can do it. It's kind of like Freddy Krueger.
Sounds real. Bob says they have to attach to something in order to move.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, people, right, they go to, like, Goodwills and they buy used furniture, used clothes.
Yeah.
I was watching Unsolved Mystery, right, and then this lady, she bought a used wedding dress from a Goodwill.
Oh, man.
She took that shit home. She's like, this is the perfect dress. And then she hangs it, like, you know, on her, in her door and shit. Mm. And then she says, like, the night, like, she went to sleep, right, the dress, it would look full, like somebody's in the dress, wearing it. Yeah. She's like, what the hell is happening? It's like somebody's wearing the dress while she's sleeping. So then she, next day, she went and tried to get, like, a background story of the dress. And then they told her, like, yeah, like, the person who donated the dress, like, the husband donated the dress because, like, she died, like, before her wedding day. So she never got to wear it.
Damn.
So, like, her spirit was attached to that wedding dress because she never got to fulfill that. That moment in her living life.
That'd be the day I burned that dress.
Yep, I was like, thank you for telling me.
Right. Have a whole community fire against that.
I was like, please move on. Right? Because you would want the spirit to move on.
Right. I mean, I don't want to wake up and, like, some chicks, like, dangling over my bed.
Yeah, you're like, day five, like, goddamn. She's still here.
Right. It's like, bro, you gotta start paying some rent or some shit. Like,
she's like twirling and shit, doing a dance, and, you know?
Yeah.
Doing a little wedding dance. Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, okay, so when my grandfather passed away, he always smoked a particular tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working at this place called National Vision in San Gwinnett. It was a dude. He wasn't, like, over me. We were kind of, like, on the same level. I forgot the position name. But he used that same tobacco and, like, rolled cigarettes.
Right.
And every time I smelled it, I swear to God, I could see my grandfather.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It was creepy.
Damn.
It's almost like he followed me around for, like, a year or two after he died. Just to, like, make sure I'm good.
Yeah.
But he, like, never did nothing to me. He was just there.
Right.
Yeah. Like, real talk.
But then when you smelt that
every time I smelled it, it's like, oh shit, he's near. And I like look around, he's like in the corner.
Yeah, that's I believe that.
Like I can't make it up.
Yeah. We used to live like when we used to live in LA, right? We used to be in these apartments, and randomly, like when we sit on the couch, we would smell cigarette smoke, and it would smell this one particular spot of the couch. But then I would imagine like an old lady smoking, blowing in my face, and I would just sit there and smell it. I'd be like, "Damn,
she probably had a crush on you, bro."
I was like, "You smell that, Bob? Like they're smoking right now. They're smoking cigarettes."
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's cigarettes in the afterlife.
Yeah, or like, yeah, because like they died and they take these vices along with them, but then they do stuff that they did while they're living. They still do the same thing.
Yeah, keeping the routine alive.
And then they get stuck in that reality. What they call that? What's that word they call it? They say it in the Bible. Purgatory.
Oh, yeah.
Like they get caught between like the living and the dead. They couldn't move on, so they stay stuck in this reality.
Yeah.
But like behind the scenes.
I can believe that.
Yeah, like behind the veil.
Like that's, I mean, I think that's possible.
Limbo. Is that the same as purgatory? No, limbo. Yeah, limbo. They get stuck in limbo.
Like, I think people who like go missing and never get found, I think they're still here.
Definitely. Until, because like, I don't think they know that they're dead.
A lot of times they probably don't. Because like, I mean, just imagine you're just going to pick up some pizza or something and somebody runs you off the road and
it happened too fast. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
You didn't know.
You can't really make sense of it.
So you're delivering pizza the whole time.
Yeah.
Yep, until someone say, "Hey, you know you're dead, right? Stop. Stop delivering pizza."
Which that's like probably has to be a crazy realization for
imagine a ghost. We're dead right now.
Bro, if I'm dead right now, I need to, somebody needs to let me know something. Because like, I'm tired of going to work.
Here's my thing, right? To test like if you're dead or not.
Yeah.
You always got to do something new every year. If you're doing the same pattern every year, you might be dead. And you're repeating the same pattern. So for me, like every year, I pick up a new hobby every year, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm trying to do like, I'm going to try to brew beer this year. Because I've never done that before.
All right.
And I was like, okay, this could be a fun hobby.
Yeah.
And I have to do it so I know that I'm not dead. Because I already broke the pattern.
You might come up with your own flavor, man. Become like that guy.
Yeah.
Become being all the breweries all across America.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, I'm down for it.
And it all started with, I just wanted to know if I'm not dead or not. So I try something new every year.
I mean, you could try jumping off a roof and see if you, like, wake up.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I don't like that one.
I mean, that's a good measurement.
All right, I got another story. Since we're good on time, I got another story. So a man who vandalized a Buddhist temple was killed by a Buddha statue.
Yeah, that sounds fitting.
You heard about that?
No, I never heard of it.
All right, so on February 27, last month, 2024, a violent incident occurred where at a Buddhist temple where this dude, he went, it was in Thailand, right? And then he messed with this Buddhist statue, and then out of nowhere, the Buddha statue fell on him and ended up eventually killing this dude. He was like impaled by like a statue with a sharp tip.
That's straight up karma.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, like that's, I mean, there's nothing else you can ask for. That's like what has to happen.
Yeah, like you don't just fuck with like sacred like statues like that.
For real.
Because if you were to ever go to a temple, right, and they have all these statues and stuff, if you were to go into a temple, the whole vibe inside a temple is different. You can feel that shit. You're like, oh, shit. It's like, you better watch how you step, you know, like tread lightly.
Yeah.
You pay your respect and stuff. Like, this is not a place to wilding out.
Yeah.
Because you can feel it, too. Like, hey, you got to come correct when you come into these temples.
Right.
Take your shoes off and whatever, you know. So this dude, he went in there, like, just, you know, belligerent and end up messing with a statue, buck with a statue. And then he ended up dying that same day.
I mean, bro, that's what he deserved.
Yeah, like, what are the odds of a statue just falling down and you getting stabbed?
Yeah, after you just mess with one.
Right.
That's just desserts right there.
Yeah. Definitely something in the divine world was like, just kill him. Like, they're like, hey, give me green light. Give me a green light, please. Right. Like, green light, go.
It's like, ooh, I can't wait till you take two steps to the right.
Yeah, right. Two steps to the right, boom. Yeah. Statue Falls, dead.
Well, I mean, I guess that's luck.
Happened like last week.
Last week?
Or 2 weeks ago, February 27th. That's about last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
What is it, like the 9th now, 8th?
Yep, so the police found him dead, impaled by the statue as a result for his vandalism.
I wonder if he's going to be like a lost soul or if he just like gets to go straight down.
You know, like with all the books I read and stuff and like a lot of stuff like I went through, like through mushroom trips, I don't think there is a hell.
Fair enough. I mean, okay, well,
it just doesn't make sense.
Not necessarily the hell that's like predicted in the Bible. Well, not even the Bible, but like, well, yeah, in the Bible, but more so his own personal hell. Like, everything he didn't want to be a part of, he's now there. He's in the middle of it.
Yeah, I believe that more. Yeah. It's going to be your own personal hell. Like, what you think, what you did bad in this world, it's like you punishing yourself.
Yeah.
Guilt. Yeah. All that's more, I believe that more than like, oh, it's like, oh, you're going to a jail, hell, where you're being tormented your whole life. When in actuality, like, your own soul is, you're punishing yourself for, you know, whatever you did. Like, okay, my soul wasn't supposed to do that. I was supposed to learn something, but I did it a different path and I did it wrong.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to punish myself for it.
You ever watch Naruto?
I seen 40 episodes. I couldn't get into it.
Ah, man. So you probably don't know what the infinite Tsukuyomi is.
No.
So it's what's called a genjutsu, which is basically like it's a trance almost. Like, if you were to look into my eyes and I had the eyes of a Sharingan, I can trap you in your head.
Oh, shit.
And let's say I can keep replaying that same situation where the statue falls and impales you. And it's like, you're like stuck in a time loop.
Right.
So, like, you can do whatever you want to try to, like, get out of it, but it always ends up the same. That might be his personal hell.
Damn. That's pretty fucking sick if you can do that in real life.
Boy, if I can do that, I'd probably go to hell myself.
Right. I ain't gonna lie. With great power becoming, you know, you need some responsibility with that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to just torment this motherfucker his whole life, make him do the same loop over and over and over, right?
Yeah, you know.
And then when his life get happy, guess what? I'm going to kill that happiness, whatever is making him happy. And he has to start all over again through the loop. Another 10 years, he get happy again. I'm going to break that loop.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that happiness like, boop.
Yeah,
plug and it. And he up. Has to start over.
Again and again and again.
And let's see if he kills himself.
Like in the
because
show.
That's like the ultimate lesson, right? Like,
yeah.
Don't kill yourself. Like, this is just ultimate lesson.
Well, okay, so in the show, it's basically, it doesn't end until the person who enacts the genjutsu wants it to end. So, let's say I do it and then, like, I go to sleep for, like, 18 years. You're
Damn.
Stuck for 18 years.
Damn.
At least. And it probably feels like 1,000 years in your mind.
Shit.
And you can't feel what's happening to you on the outside. So, like, I can just be stabbing you 1,000 times a day with, like, a knife. And you won't know until you wake up and be like, oh, I bled out. I'm dead. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine it's like a level of voodoo like that.
I'm pretty sure there's something out there like that. If they can, like, bring zombies back from the dead, I'm pretty sure they got something to control your mind and, like, trap you in it. Because I'm pretty sure the government can do that.
Who says, like, they haven't done it to all of us right now? Right? Like, a whole mass hypnosis? Right?
Only thing I'm against with that theory is I don't feel like I'm in a loop. Like, if I'm in a loop, I'm in a long-ass loop, and I haven't even finished the first loop yet. I'll say that.
Right. Well, this would break the loop, right? Because you're doing like a podcast for the first time.
Yeah. It's my first podcast.
So
yeah.
Now you know you're alive. So you're like, okay, cool. You're not in a loop.
Mm.
If you were, you broke the loop. Now it's different now. So now like I guess the program is adjusting. Right? If you think about
it's
it.
Gonna, like, make, like,
you ever seen Adjustment Bureau?
No, I haven't.
It's deep. You might have to watch that.
Was it like on YouTube or it's like a movie or something?
It's a movie, yeah. What's his name? I don't know his name, but just watch Adjustment Girl.
Okay.
It is really deep.
Okay, I'll get that for you before I leave.
Yeah.
And I'll probably check it out tonight.
It's like he was supposed to go on like a certain path, but then like he goes off the path, and then like, hey, this motherfucker is supposed to stay on path. And then there's people in the background trying to put him back on there.
Oh, kind of like what's that movie?
Matt Damon, yes.
What's that dude? What's that movie that Jim Carrey was in where he was like in a TV show?
The Truman Show.
The Truman Show.
Yeah.
And he like was like, I'm gonna cross the bridge now. And
they're like, yeah, no, it's like that. Yeah, it's like that. Okay. But this one is more, I guess more mature. Okay. Or more like
more real.
I don't know, both seems real to me, but this one's more like, oh shit, it makes you think of your own life, like, am I being on like a certain path?
Yeah.
You know, cause you ever heard of that, there's like an app on your phone, it's called like Nautica or some shit like that.
Okay.
Where it gives you like random coordinates. Mm. And it's based on like just random coordinates, right? And then you just follow the coordinates. And then, like, people, they say, like, hey, when they follow, like, these coordinates to this random location, they would come across weird stuff. Like, they would come across, like, a whole bunch of dead dolls. Or not dead dolls, but dolls with no heads. And they're like, this is a weird location.
Yeah, see, I'm black. I can't just do stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to basically say, like, when you go off your path, weird stuff happens.
Yeah.
So, like, this app, it breaks, like, your path, okay. Right? So, like, okay, go to this random location. And then if you're not supposed to be there in the first place, of course, you're going to come across, like, anomalies. Like, some people, they end up coming across, like a murder site. Like, a murder scene. And they had to report it.
Nah, bro. I'm good.
Yeah, because they weren't supposed to be there in the first place.
Yeah.
So, the app, it actually breaks, like, your daily pattern.
I got to get drunk, and then I'll probably try that.
Yeah, it's a...
But if it's potential, I'm going to run across some dead bodies, bro. I'm good. I've seen dead bodies before. That shit's not fun.
Damn.
It's like, it makes you, like, me personally, it makes me, like, shake. Like, I just start assuming all the worst things. Like, oh, shit, they're probably still here. Like,
yeah.
Like, are these niggas gonna be zombies? Like, you know what Damn. I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I have a overthinker's mind, but I'm good on stuff like that. My family's, like, very, they're very into superstitious stuff.
Really?
Yeah, like, my grandmother's.
What's your origins?
Okay, so this is on my grandmother's behalf. She claims that we're part Cherokee and I guess black, but we don't, I personally don't know like where my tribe was before like the whole slavery thing, but they're very superstitious. Like she had the red sand and stuff, you know, around her house. Like,
like salt.
Yeah. Like it was pretty real. And like, I have an uncle and a cousin who are like what we will call empaths.
So they could feel everything.
They seen more dead people like as ghosts, I guess, than I have.
Damn.
And I've seen a few, but like I'm not on a level where I'm like, oh, I can look outside. Oh, there's three dead people across the street. You know.
So
what
they
I'm
have
saying?
Like a sixth sense.
Yeah.
Like a legit one.
For real. Like to the point where we know if my uncle is like, well, my great uncle, if he's like really quiet, he's seeing some shit.
Jesus.
And you just don't need to ask him because he's gonna tell you.
They'd be like, hey, uncle, been quiet for an hour.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
That mean the whole shit's lit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a club.
Block is hot. Like, he will be like, oh, well, you know your uncle's over there in the corner. He's just sitting there watching y'all. Or he'd be like, yeah, you know, my mom's right there. Mom died like 30 years ago. But he's just.
She right?
She just chilling.
She in a Zoom call right now.
Right. Pretty much.
Basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah, because time, space doesn't exist. They're like, hey, where you at, mom? Boom. Oh, I'm right here.
Like, what's good? all right, so well, my mom claims that when she was pregnant with me, like right before I was born, she got a visit from her great uncle and her grandmother. Her grandmother is a really large woman, like so large that when she sits down, like there's an indent when she gets up.
Damn, the details.
So
right?
She had a dream, supposedly.
Okay.
That she came and she was like, oh, Jared's going to be all right. Don't worry about him. Because I ended up getting, like, caught up in my umbilical cord and I was choking and
all that.
You know what I'm saying? So she was basically letting her know, like, it's going to be okay. They're going to fix it. You know what I'm saying? But after she woke up, her bed was, like, sunk in.
Shit.
And she got a call from my grandmother. It was, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. She's like, yo, your dad just came over here and he was talking to me through the window. And they basically got told the same, like, information
within
the
same time. Holy shit.
And my grandmother's in Gainesville. My mom's in, like, Lawrenceville. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yo, that's real.
For real, for real.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. She's told me the story like 1,000 times, never deviated. I believe it happened.
Yeah, yeah. That's wild. Maybe that's why you're more prone to see weird shit.
I think my family is just, we just kind of have that gift. Like, as like if we were a clan, you know what I'm saying? That's like our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. You think like what you would do in like these things that that intoxicates you, like, you know, kind of like pollute you. You think that kind of stops you from having like your divine powers of seeing, you know, the other side like more easier than, you know, because we eat so much like bad shit.
Yeah.
You think that has an effect on how we are able to see the other side?
To a certain extent, I think a lot of that has to do with belief. Like me, because I don't want to see my grandparents and like everybody dead, you know what I'm saying?
So you blocked it?
Yeah, I'm like, no, I don't want to see that. Like, I'll say it out loud, like, bro, don't visit me. You know what I'm saying? Like, leave me alone. Like,
nah, fam, I'm good.
I used to be smoking and drinking and shit. Like, it like, wouldn't
no,
have been good.
Just take the back seat. I don't want to see you. No, it's cool. Like, I know you're there, but
I will run out this house in my underwear, bro.
Yeah, same with me. I wouldn't want to see stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, with my sister, Bob, right? Like, when we have, like, people that pass in the family, like, a long time ago, my cousin's grandpa passed away. And she said, and we were at L.A. at the time. We went to go visit. And then he passed away when we're there.
Oh.
So I was like, damn, this is crazy. We didn't expect this to happen while we're over there just visiting. And then she said she had a dream that he visited her and told her some stuff. I was like, in my head, I was like, you never even had like a connection with him when he was alive. Like, why would he visit you? It was weird.
I mean, she was probably like the favorite. Like,
maybe.
Out of all of y'all, he was probably like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to her.
Right. Because there's like this another instant, right, where my grandma passed away. And then it was like the same thing. I think my grandma visited her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my grandma didn't visit me.
Mm. Well, I mean, she probably didn't like you like that.
That's what I gathered from that. I was like, I thought about it. I was like, I've never made a connection with my grandma. Yeah. She barely knew who I was. Real like, shit.
Dang.
I don't think she knew. Like, she always confused me for a mother brother. I was like, it's cool. So I'm gonna go back watch TV.
Fair enough.
She would call me my other brother. I'm like, that's not me, but it's okay.
Yeah, my mother did that.
I started walking back slowly.
Well, I mean, possibly that saved you from a shock scare. That might have like scared you into like a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it might have been for the good.
Yeah. Makes sense.
But like, as far as ghosts and stuff, it's only been like maybe 4 instances in my life where I really like, I'm gonna put this on my life. I seen a ghost, but I don't think I have the same thing that my cousin or my uncle have. My great uncle.
Yeah, it seems like they're really connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people, they just have that connection. Like, my niece, right? When I was living at the old house in Stockbridge with my brother, my niece, she took a selfie like with her mom's phone.
Yeah.
Caught a ghost in the back.
Oh.
Like, you ever watch Ju-on or Jin, the Japanese ghost scary movies?
Mm. Well, I've seen some, but I guess I'm not thinking of the one you're thinking of.
Or like The Ring or something? You ever seen The Ring?
Yeah.
Well, like the image of the face, the lady in the back, looks like The Ring face. Oh. Eyes, nose, mouth. I'm going to show you after this.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck? That's scary as fuck, dude.
That would make me move.
Yeah, my brother, he ended up selling the house. And yeah. But I think that shit followed her because she was actually born in like Cambodia, and then they brought her here. So I think she brought a spirit from there.
Oh man, they pick it back for teddy bears, bro.
Yeah, they pick it back off of her, and because it looked like an Asian ghost.
Okay.
The eyes are kind of slanted.
See, that's more scarier than seeing a ghost from American, I guess, because it's people that I've seen before most of the time, except for like the old lady that I seen one time. But I don't know. I guess it's like stuff you're not used to.
Mm-hmm.
That would scare me more.
Yeah, definitely. Bob, she has like a ghost story or something where she said that she was sleeping. She said she woke up at 3. I think she woke up around 3 o'clock. And she said she saw like a kid ghost like in a red dress looking out the window.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know. I mean, she's been living there for a while now, so I was like, why are you seeing a ghost now? Did somebody bring it home?
I mean, maybe it could have been a recent, like, murder or something, and the ghost has started showing up. Like,
in her house?
Like, I mean, you don't know what everybody's doing in the house when you're not there.
Right. So her kids might be doing something, too.
I mean, they probably were playing a game, got too rough.
Opening portals.
You know what I'm saying? Push somebody down the stairs.
Yeah.
Hide the body in the backyard.
Wait, now she's saying she got a random scratch on her arm? I don't know. That's a bit dramatic, but I mean, I could see that as being possible. So, are these scratches like from like a little girl? Like little nail scratches?
Yeah, I guess that would be a good way to start.
I mean, what would be the difference between an adult scratch and a child scratch?
Probably a little bit more deeper. You know what I'm saying? Like a child scratch is probably... It's probably more random, but the adult's kind of probably more guided, meaning like it's...
Right, it's like there's more like, yeah, there's more of the... It's more concave.
Yeah.
Bob said it's a thin scratch, so to me that sounds like a child scratch.
So you gotta ask her, did you kill anybody when you were a kid?
that's a normal question to ask, huh? But the whole red dress thing, that's like a... I don't know. That sounds like something like in folklore. Like, if you see a girl in a red dress,
yeah,
this mean shit about to pop off, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that could be have, like, a meaning to it.
It's like an omen, you know? Like,
yeah,
something's going to happen.
I still want to Google that now.
Well, she said it's a four-finger scratch. Bob, send the pictures. we need some receipts.
Pixar is not true.
She had long, black, wavy, wet hair. Jesus Christ. You got any other stories you want to talk about?
Not right this second. I'm trying to look up the child in red dress omen.
All right, I'm going to take a quick leak. You look up like a story for that, then we'll come back and we're going to finish up. All right, and we're back. All right, so Bob, she sent us a picture of her getting scratched. I'm going to show it on the camera for you guys. She said she got scratched by something. I was thinking it kind of like a cat scratch, but I don't know.
You got to be the judge. Oh, you can't see that.
You gotta focus on that one.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
It just looks like a nude photo.
it's definitely some scratches there.
I'm a
witness.
Yeah, so Bob, she sent a picture of her arm, and it has like three or four scratch marks on it. Thin scratch. It's kind of like a nail scratch. Put the nail. That's what it looks like.
Slick. It's not that deep. But then again, I mean, if it was a long time ago, it's probably been healed.
Happened a few days ago.
Oh, a few days. Oh, damn. So,
she texts me because I got like I woke up in the morning and then I got a text from like 3 a.m. and Bob's like, "Guess what? I just saw my first ghost." Mm. And she wrote all that in detail, like at 3 a.m.
Yeah, you're not just gonna fake that unless you're like really
right. Hard. She had to say that like immediately before she forgets her story.
Yeah,
it sounded a bit dramatic too.
Well, I mean, she's probably going through some kind of...
She was like, yeah. She's like, she's looking like Elvira with a red dress. I was like, damn, a lot of detail, you know?
Speaking of red dress, I looked it up. As far as omens about red dresses, it means that you're either missing or murdered, and it's usually an indigenous woman.
Hmm. So maybe, like, it was an indigenous woman, right? Hmm. She just felt like her house might be a safe spot to look out the window, just chill for a little bit. Mm. And maybe she was able to see her.
Yeah. I mean, a child could have been murdered or something, and then like somebody found the body and brought it to the hospital, thinking she was still alive.
Right. Because like I was saying, like she does work at the hospital, so I was like, maybe you brought like a spirit with you home.
Yeah. She probably like
piggyback because she's like, oh, I feel safe. Yeah. Piggyback because she looked kind of Mexican too. So she's like, fuck it. She looked Mexican. She looked like family.
Yeah.
Let's see if she'll take me home. Mm? Little do she know. Ain't nobody in the house is Mexican. Mm. And now she's looking out the window. She's like, God damn it.
She's looking for like the next chosen one.
Yeah. She's like, fuck damn, this is the Asian house.
I mean, bro, the food's good though.
Yeah. Because Bob says she might have been Mexican. Yeah. Now she's stuck in the wrong house where they don't cook refried beans all the time. You know.
I mean, that's still good, though. And it's still a healthy living. You know what I'm saying? You get a good helping every night.
speaking of ghosts, you know Demi Lovato?
Yeah.
So she's going through like a phase right now where she's going through like a spiritual phase where she's like, she's believing everything in the spiritual world.
She's still on drugs.
No, she's probably clean now. You know how I know she's clean?
How?
Because she got big. Mm. People on drugs are skinny. They stay skinny.
I mean, that's like most stuff like crack. But if she's just smoking weed every day, she's going to get big because the munchies.
No, I don't think she's on drugs. But
okay.
Like her whole story is like she had like a moment where she 100% truly believed in the spirit world and stuff because she had like some experience.
Okay.
So now she's doing shit like where she's singing to like spiritual beings, like just trying to get them to it. Like she would go to these really hot sites where they have a lot of paranormal activity.
Yeah.
And then she would go there and she would sing and try to free them from the space and like get them to go to the light, guide them to the light, because they're not supposed to be stuck in limbo because they're, you know, they're holding on to something. They're like, so she's trying to free them to go to the other side because they're not, they're wasting time here.
That sounds like the ghost whisperer.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's like a real thing and she's really doing that, then kudos to her. Sounds very virtuous.
Yeah, imagine if she's really actually helping them.
Yeah.
We can't shit on that.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, that's a good thing because there's less people I got to see.
Yeah, but then another thing is like, is she exploiting it and not even doing nothing? Because like Bob said, I think she got a show just to make money. I mean, who knows? People do anything for money.
I mean, I don't know what her music career is like. I never listened to her. But
I can't even name one song. Yeah.
Yeah, me neither. I don't even remember what show she was on Disney Channel.
She was on Disney Channel?
That's where she got started. She was like one of those Disney kids.
Oh, okay.
But usually they all kind of get a little fucked up along the way. Oh. Ain't found out nothing about Justin Timberlake yet.
What's wrong with Justin Timberlake?
Nah, I said we ain't found nothing wrong with him yet.
Yeah, like, that's weird, right?
He's like one of the only ones that made it. And still like, okay.
Like has a clean record.
So far, that we know of.
What?
I can't fault him for anything that has hit the public.
What do you know about P. Diddy?
Oh my God, man. I would not want to be at a party with him.
Why?
Because he likes to party. Like
in quotations.
Like so I seen a video earlier. He was being interviewed by Kevin Hart. And he had his arms around Usher. He was like, yeah, man, it's my little brother, man. We used to play. We used to fight over cereal in the morning when we wake up. And then he was like, pause. And then everybody's like, bro, why'd you just say that?
Damn.
And then there's another, I think he was on Drink Champs or something like that. And he was calling this dude daddy, like, yeah, daddy, I like the way you party, daddy, or some shit like that. And I'm just like, bro, you're out there. No grown man's gonna be calling another dude daddy. 50 Cent called him out. He was like, bro, this nigga tried to call me and like take me out shopping and shit. And it was like,
he took the game out shopping.
Well, it's the game's been linked to some pretty what's a word that won't get us canceled? Pretty flamboyant escapades.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just women in his repertoire.
Talking about P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he played on Justin Bieber's piano.
You know Justin Bieber lived with Usher for like 6 months in his house alone.
How would I know that?
He claimed they called it training camp, and he was like teaching them the ins and outs to be in the
What star. Are they training?
That ass, I guess. I mean, like they definitely weren't playing video games all day.
not JB, man.
Hey, man. I mean, JB, he's starting to show that he has some things that's kind of like fucked up not about JB. Him. Like,
He looks pretty different now. Like, he shaved, like, his head and everything. Like, you seen that video where it says, like, Justin Bieber car broke down in the hood?
I think I did.
And he's, like, connecting with everybody and stuff. And then he sings a song.
I think that he did that out of fear. He didn't know how that shit was going to go if he didn't.
Right. Like,
because, like, he's stuck there.
I'm Justin Bieber. Chill.
Yeah, they're like, sing, nigga. He's like...
You're in the wrong neighborhood. Like, you...
Right.
Yeah, you better show some type of credentials.
Yeah. Cause I mean, niggas in the hood fuck with Justin Bieber.
I see that.
Everybody sung "Baby," even though they ain't want to admit it.
I did.
Yeah, I did for a while too.
Yeah, that shit. What they call it? That shit slaps.
It's catchy as fuck.
Yeah. Shit, a lot of these radio songs are catchy. That's why I don't listen to the radio.
Yeah, cause it's
I'm stuck in a genre right now.
It's almost like it's almost like a seance or like a ritual or something.
There you go. Some songs could be like that, like a seance.
Proton wants out.
All right. What else we got before we close out?
Okay, so since you brought up Diddy is, he's got a case against him. Well, several cases.
What's the case?
So, there's people that believe he killed his ex-wife because she was about to drop a documentary book. Basically,
wait, so how did she die, though?
I don't remember exactly, but I think she just, died overnight, magically. I think it was, a heart attack or something, maybe.
That's convenient.
But she was, a healthy woman, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On top of that, she was about to do a tell-all book where she admits why she, divorced him, which is she came in and seen him in the bed with, two other dudes.
I'm pretty sure Diddy diddle with dudes.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It should be called the Diddly Doodler. No. Diddy
do that.
Damn.
Diddy done did that.
Did she? Diddy done did that. Damn.
Nah, Diddy's definitely out there. Cause you know they just came out. They admitted that Meek Mill is one of his play toys. He takes him shopping and stuff.
I'm pretty sure Diddy gets really off of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. But he got cases from several people about rape, sexual harassment, extortion.
You think he did the thing where he paid somebody to kill Tupac?
Yeah, I think that made him more money in the long run.
Oi.
Cause with Tupac out of the way, he now has the rights to most of his music. Well, no, not to his music, cause that was Death Row.
Well, I mean, you know, the whole thing where Cat Williams called out Diddy, talking about the whole shit, him and the game and stuff. How, you know, if they parted with Diddy, you already know.
Yeah.
He's under his.
All right, so I got a story for you involving the game. All right, so I got a friend I went to school with. He's a grade under me. Long story short, he ended up living with me for a year because there was some shit going on at home.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he moved out to Vegas 3 or 4 years ago because he's trying to be an attorney or whatever. And I guess the entertainment industry is where he wanted to work in or whatever. He was in a club and some dude approached him and was like, "Yo, you know the game?" And he was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yeah, he wants you to come to the back and talk to him." He goes back there because he's like, "Oh shit, the game? You know what I'm saying? I'm a regular dude. This is a
rich, the rapper.
You know what I'm saying?" Yeah. He goes back there and the game's like, "Yo, I want to take you back to the hotel."
Your friend.
Real talk. Yeah.
Okay.
Real talk. And he claims he said no. I don't know what he really did at the end of the day. But yeah, he was about to come and whack that ass.
The game. Wax.
His ass. Yeah.
That's hard to believe, man.
I know, but it's too random for the fact of what's coming out now about him.
It is. That's still crazy, too.
But it's that's what I was told. He didn't have to, call me and tell me that. You know what I'm saying? Most dudes wouldn't be like, "Yo, this dude tried to fuck me today."
Right, because, I mean, if you think about it, right, when's the last time the game came out with, another album? A good album. I think documentary was the best album.
Documentary was pretty good.
Yeah, that was his only good album.
But, I mean, Dream was kind of good, too, though.
Was it?
Well, I think more so I like four songs. I can't say I like the whole album, but.
Yeah.
That was the last time I was, really paying attention to him.
So you're saying he's gay and you like guys?
He might be both ways, you know what I'm saying?
Like Diddy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean,
does it make sense though?
Well, there's a theory I have. because I can't remember who exactly said it. I think I heard it on a podcast or something. But at some point, when you're like rich and you're famous and you've been doing this for decades or whatever, you get bored and you try to branch out and do new things.
Right. It's like when you're done having sex with a horse, you're like, what's better than a horse?
What a twist.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I can't put my mind in that, but
all the rappers return the horses.
Yeah.
Like, we're done with this horse thing.
They're
like,
probably passing the horse around.
Old news.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, they probably like moving on the monkeys and shit.
No, they're too aggressive.
But they might like
that. And they're clingy too.
They might like clingy.
I don't know about monkeys. Ask Michael.
Too soon.
Yeah. Might be too soon.
I don't like talking about Michael because I don't know if all the allegations are true or not.
Imagine they're true, like times 10 though. Like, it's worse than what we think.
If it turns out he was like raping kids and fucking monkeys, that would hurt a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. My childhood would be like a little fucked. Cause I listen to a lot of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, his song still hits. Yeah. It's just like R. Kelly.
Right. But I don't listen to all of R. Kelly's songs. I listen to like a lot of Michael Jackson.
Like, we still do R. Kelly and karaoke.
Which song you pick?
Remix to Ignition.
Okay, that's like that's the main song he's playing. Next to I Believe I Can Fly, but what I mean, is that the only song?
That's the only one I like to do.
Okay, well, I mean, that's safe because it's like we all know what was going on in that song.
Yeah,
like we know you can't misconstrue that song. It was so simple.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Yeah,
that didn't age well.
He had like a whole thing with like Aaliyah too, right?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That was horrible. She, I mean, okay, it sounds really bad, but she basically got passed around. Like, they said Jay-Z messed with her. They claimed that she was 18 when Jay-Z messed with her, but it was, I think they said
Jay-Z
she,
from the Bronx.
Yeah,
damn.
I think what's his name, Dame Dash. I don't know all the ins and outs, but everybody kind of had their own turn before she died.
I don't know, man.
That's what comes out in documentaries. I don't know what else is out there.
Yeah, that's dirty. Bob says the Chappelle version.
The Chappelle version was funny as fuck.
Turn your face to a toilet bowl.
I'm gonna go listen to that on the way home. Just because.
All right, we're good on time. All right, guys, thank you guys for joining us tonight. We'll catch you guys next week on Saturday. Peace out. Adios.
Peace. Thanks for having me, bro.
Yeah, man.